Nah. Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the possibility to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as that spark of consciousness or higher consciousness that you are. And you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state. You have each of you put in place an energy that will assist you in altering your consciousness to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. And so, once again, we encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity. You will find many times that the information you receive is much more pertinent than this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of vocabulary, and so we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity that you have created and to participate in that silent communication or that exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we have suggested that this vibrational level, this reality that you exist in, is an illusionary reality. Does not mean it's insignificant, but it's very difficult to give you some type of an explanation of what your reality is without utilizing many of those terms which are limited at best. But you exist in an illusionary type of reality. And each of you are responsible for the creation of the reality that you experience. And yet, it's a combination of your various entities that are responsible for perpetuating and assisting in the creation of this reality. It's like we suggested that you are one, and yet you are individual. And it's the oneness that's responsible for what it is that you experience in your so-called Earth system, what you experience in this particular incarnational period that you choose to be involved in, if you would, which you choose to concentrate on with your so-called awakened consciousness state. And it's the combination of your individual beliefs and thoughts and feelings, your individual decisions and choices that not only influence your individual reality, but indeed in a combination of a unity or a oneness influences your whole vibrational level, and consequently the illusionary incarnational period that you choose to once again experience in your conscious state. We've used the analogy many times, and we will simply suggest that in order to assist in our explanation, that you understand absolutely that there are a multitude of various types of frequencies that are existing within your Earth's atmosphere, and you have the capacity to tap into one of those particular frequencies with a various type of your instruments or apparatus while eliminating all the rest. And so it is that you choose to tap into this particular incarnational period while you choose to eliminate all the rest that are existing within the same time and same space. Not only are other vibrational levels, but indeed other incarnational periods that you are existing in. For once again, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so, in this particular incarnational period, you as a oneness, and yet as individuals, shape the reality, shape your so-called universe, your so-called Earth system, all that you perceive. It's like you understand absolutely that throughout your entire physical being, there are literally billions of activities that are being carried on constantly in order to sustain what you believe is the reality and your physical existence in this reality, in this incarnational period. Activities that seemingly, once again in your consciousness state, never stop. Even when you are in your dream states, in your sleep states, in your meditative states, there are activities being carried out by the various cells within your physical being. Billions of cells carrying out activities. And it's a combination of those activities that allow your physical being to exist as one, as a unit, if you wish, in this particular incarnational period. And so it is that each individual in your so-called Earth system, in this incarnational period, and other individuals in this vibrational level that you're not aware of, are influencing the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's like as well you understand that you have within your physical being various cells carrying out a multitude of activities, and many of them activities that are quite different one from the other. You have, for example, various cells that are responsible for distributing various types of nutrition, if you wish, throughout your entire physical being. Those particular cells seem to be separate from other cells which utilize that particular source of energy or nutrition, if you would, to perform an entirely different task within your body, within your physical being. And yet all in that combination, despite their differences, result in your physical being of what it is. And so it is in your Earth system that each of you, similar to the cells within your physical being, are connected. Each of you are like a cell who, whether you in your awakened consciousness state are aware or not, are influencing your Earth system. You are all connected. You are one. Similar to the cells within your physical being, you work towards a common purpose. And similar to the cells within your physical being, what you hold as an attitude, your choices and decisions affect the other so-called entities in your Earth systems, whether you're aware of it or not in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Similar to the cells within your physical being that seem at times to not be aware of what the other is doing. You have that and saying that sometimes the right hand does not know what the left hand is involved in. And so it is that you have cells that seemingly are not aware of what Their effect is having on other cells, and yet we assure you that all are connected. We assure you that all are responding to your beliefs and belief systems, to your thoughts and feelings, and your choices and decisions. What do you believe? You see, these so-called cells and functioning within your physical being, from your awakened consciousness state, if you're involved in what you refer to as a very negative experience, you have, for example, some type of an illness that is occurring or happening within your physical being, and it seems to be somehow operating completely separate from and destroying, if you would, the efforts of the other cells in order to sustain and maintain the physical being. All are having an influence by your thoughts and feelings. All are being influenced by your choices and decisions, absolutely. And so it appears that this so-called disease, if you wish, this so-called alien activity within your physical being is really not that alien at all. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, perhaps put in place at a level of consciousness that you're not aware of, but nonetheless, based upon choices and decisions that you have made, perhaps in altered states of consciousness, perhaps in what we refer to as that between incarnational state where you choose to put in place these beliefs and belief systems for the opportunity for you to experience that in a particular incarnational period, and you bring that into that incarnational period in what you like to refer to as your DNA, to have that potential, to have that experience in this particular lifetime, in this particular incarnational period. And so stored within that DNA are these beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the creation and for the perpetuation, if you wish, of these so-called alien types of physical beings and cells that exist within your physical body. It's very difficult, we understand, to accept when you in your awakened consciousness state view that as being a negative experience. But in order for you to have some influence over that particular type of reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state, it's important that you understand that at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment as whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. It creates the reality to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold and rejoice in that creation process, so that you in your awakened consciousness state can experience the reality, can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are the result of that reality. And so it is as well that these individual cells that work within your physical being to influence that reality based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, many times once again put in place at a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless exist within your physical being, within your so-called DNA. You have the opportunity, should you choose, to alter that DNA. You have the opportunity, should you choose, to take that so-called portion of your DNA that's responsible for what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative type of experience, and you can change it, absolutely. By altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, it's possible for you to alter that reality, to alter the belief system, absolutely. Many times, once again, it's very difficult to do that in your awakened consciousness state. Not impossible, but difficult. You can get many times you can gain much more advantage by attempting to make those types of alterations in an altered state of consciousness, much closer many times to the level of consciousness that you existed in when you created that particular type of belief or belief system and established it in your DNA in the first place. You can change that, absolutely. You see, that DNA exists within every cell of your entire physical being. Even those cells that seem to operate separate from one another carry the same DNA, carry the same perpetual beliefs and belief systems that you can bring into existence. And the spark of consciousness that you are, that higher self, if you wish, that's responsible for the creation, rejoices in the creation without judgment if there is right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. That's a judgment that you put upon it in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, to utilize our analogy that you are one in this universe, so it is similarly to the DNA that's stored within your physical being, what you hold within your consciousness with regards to your beliefs and belief systems influence your entire universe, similar to the DNA that is stored within each and every cell of your physical being. So while many individuals believe that what they hold in their awakened consciousness state, what they hold as a belief in a belief system about the so-called activities within your entire earth systems are irrelevant, we would suggest they are not irrelevant. We would suggest that at some place within your physical being, within your so-called consciousness, you influence the entire universe. Similarly, as each and every cell within your physical being influences your entire physical being. Absolutely. All working together, seemingly separate, but not really separate. All connected. It becomes very difficult to give an explanation. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe in the now. You believe that there is an evolution every period. You believe in this concept of time and span. You believe that there is so-called a past and a present and a future. And yet it's very difficult for you to attempt to give some type of an explanation where you're not always in the now, where you're not always in the present. And yet, this evolutionary process validates for many the belief or belief system that you're not in control. It validates your beliefs and belief systems that you are unable to consciously influence your reality, because it makes it more real. If you're not in control, then it makes it more real. Then the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense. And as we have suggested many times, the reason you choose to exist in this vibrational level is for the opportunity to experience these intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand absolutely that you are the one that's creating the circumstance in the first place. We've used the analogy once again. It's like going into a theater and watching a particular projection upon the screen and understanding that it's all illusionary. And yet when you walk out of the theater, you're back into the real world. Well, we're suggesting the real world is as imaginary as what it was that you experienced in that theater that was projected upon the screen. You simply, in your awakened consciousness state, limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You spend a tremendous amount of energy to perpetuate that illusion because it makes it more real. But if you can grasp the concept that it's an illusion, if you can grasp the concept that you, similar to the consciousness that you can understand exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being, also exists in each and every cell of your entire universe. You are one. What you hold in your consciousness influences the reality that you experience, not only in your so-called physical being, but as well in your so-called universal existence. You are one, and yet you are separate. To use the analogy again, similar to the cells within your physical being, all one of your physical body, and yet all individual. And so you exist in an illusionary reality that seems very real. And you hold within your so-called awakened consciousness state, and then you are also various levels of consciousness, beliefs and belief systems. Beliefs and belief systems, once again, as we have been attempting to give an explanation, influence your entire physical existence, your entire universe, your entire Earth system. We have suggested that the human consciousness belief systems, the ones that each of you hold, that are influencing the entire universe, those human consciousness belief systems in their current particular state, if you wish, would suggest that you are, as we have suggested, in a period where you will to believe once again and to utilize your belief in time and space within your next generation, be experience a change of the understanding of how it is that you create your reality. To understand consciously that you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And as a result of that understanding, you will have the opportunity, should you continue with your so-called human consciousness current belief systems, to experience what we refer to as the peacemakers, the alteration of your so-called existence, to exist with that understanding once again that you create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. We have also suggested, based once again upon your current belief system, because you see, it's almost impossible to predict your future, because you have the opportunity to alter your future by changing your beliefs and belief systems. You alter your future. Ironically, you alter your future as readily as you alter your past, or you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You have a difficulty in accepting that because you believe in time and space. However, it's an illusion. The illusion, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, that you will change the so-called dominant influence of your Earth systems. We have suggested in your so-called past that the what you refer to as the Asian countries will have the greatest influence in terms of your influence, in terms of your political, in terms of your social aspects in your Earth systems, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems. We're not suggesting that there's going to be some type of a massive type of destructive change, but rather a gradual change of influence, a gradual change of a type of society that will dominate your Earth systems, one which, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, will assist in that concept, that the peacemakers of your next generation will bring forth that which you desire, which is the understanding. That's again, you create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. You are one. You all exist in this vibrational level by choice. You all influence this reality. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is the concept that there are individuals in this vibrational level who are influencing your reality, who are not currently, if you wish to utilize your belief in time and space, involved in this particular incarnational period, not consciously aware of existing in this vibrational level or this incarnational period in this vibrational level. Individuals who are in that so-called what we like to refer to as between incarnational state, but still existing in this vibrational level, still making the choices and decisions to have influence on their reality in their particular lifetime experience, if you wish, and those beliefs and belief systems, although they may not once again be made aware to you in your so-called awakened consciousness state, nonetheless influence your reality, influence your so-called human consciousness belief system, and consequently influence your entire earth system. We have continuously attempted to simplify your existence at this vibrational level, and the creation process that you utilize to create this reality is actually quite simple. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. But similar to all of the cells that operate within your physical being and all of the different functions that are carried out in order for you to sustain that so-called illusionary physical being that you're in your awakened consciousness state, believe is all there really is. In order for that to sustain, there are, once again, a multitude of functions being carried out that are seemingly almost unrelated to each other, and yet it's the combination that makes your existence in this particular incarnational period in your physical being possible. And so it is as well that each of you are responsible for and have a specific influence on your entire earth systems, on your entire universe. It's an illusion. If you can grasp the concept that it's an illusion, if you can grasp that concept and understand it, if you can go within inside and become aware of who and what you truly are and the limitlessness of your capacity to create, when you can grasp that concept of the illusion, then you can understand how you can change it, not only how you can change it, but how you do change it. You can grasp that concept that as an illusion, it is possible that you exist throughout the entire universe. It's your illusion. You create it. You are one, and yet you are individuals. We cannot give you a better analogy than your physical being, where you have one physical being that is functioning, operating, sustaining your existence in your awakened consciousness state through the cooperation, if you wish, of billions of individual cells, all functioning based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your choices and decisions, your beliefs and belief systems. So it is that your entire human consciousness, similarly, is one. And yet you are individuals in the one. And so your thoughts and feelings, your beliefs and your belief systems, your attitudes influence your entire earth systems, your entire universe. It seems so simple, and yet you have gone to great lengths to make it very difficult for you to understand in your awakened consciousness that how it is that you create the illusion. You are all that is. This reality that you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems, individually and collectively as a human consciously and collectively as a society. You create this reality. You put it in place. You create this illusionary vibrational level. And you go to great lengths to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that you are the creator, that you are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are one. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. It's an illusion. Your reality is a validation of your beliefs in belief systems. And at some level of your consciousness, you rejoice in the creation process of the illusion. You rejoice in the creation of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, regardless of whether you in your awakened consciousness state pass a judgment as to whether or not it's desirable or less than desirable, good or bad, whatever type of terminology you wish to apply. At the level of your consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It validates, gives to you that which you desire without judgment, and rejoices. You rejoice in the creation process at that level of your consciousness. You all have the capacity to go within inside, to go within inside and to get a glimpse of that limitless power and love that you are. Go with inside. Put aside the distractions with the intent of connecting to that spark of consciousness. Get a glimpse of the limitlessness of your power. Get a glimpse so that you can understand the illusion that you choose to exist in your awakened consciousness state. It will change your perspective. Absolutely. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you exist and experiencing this existence is an illusion. Everything else in this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is only limited by your imagination and your desires. What do you believe? Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if there are any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.